Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So much has happened the last two or three years, thanks to you, the viewers, the listeners of this show, and other patriot organizations, other liberty lovers standing up. Ron Paul has gone from being somewhat unknown, almost obscure compared to some congressmen, to the most internationally interviewed congressman. That's mainstream news. What is he, the second most interviewed congressman now on U.S. media? And we've gone from almost no one knowing the Federal Reserve's private run for profit to the majority of people knowing about it. It's one of the most searched Google terms, and it's something being talked about everywhere, that it's offshore, it's a criminal corporate takeover. Now, I told folks that when Ron Paul ran, he said, look, I'm not promising I can win. Don't get mad at me. Some people did. They expected instant gratification, like a cheeseburger you get in 30 seconds. You start stamping your foot after 30 seconds if the line doesn't move at McDonald's. The globalists didn't build their system overnight. We're not going to defeat it overnight. We're having giant success right now, and we need more people under the Ron Paul mantle, the Liberty Committee idea, the Campaign for Liberty idea, to run for Congress, run for Senate, run for governor, run for city council, run for county commissioner, run for city board, whatever. It's happening now. And somebody we're drafting to run for the U.S. Senate is the son of Dr. Ron Paul, Dr. Rand Paul. He's an eye doctor. And he's raising the money. Looks like he's going to run. Getting the support behind him. Very, very exciting. Last time they were on, biggest support they've seen. Crashed their servers. It's like Ron Paul said here in the middle of his campaign. Half the support they were getting was coming from this show. Then later it opened up to where it was a wider audience. But the point is, you guys out there are literally driving the revolution for liberty and freedom against the revolutionary corporate takeover banksters. And so that's why the process of just Ron Paul running educated everybody about inflation and private banks and the Federal Reserve and globalism and that the left-right paradigm's a fraud. We need his son in the U.S. Senate, Dr. Rand Paul. Doc, it's good to have you on with us.
Glad to be back with you, Alex.
We're about to break, and some stations join us in the next segment, but are you running? I mean, it looks like you're running.
We're very, very close, and we're going to have a final announcement within 2 weeks. Still putting some things together, having some last-minute discussions with family and friends, and I will only run and make the decision if I think we absolutely have a chance to win. This campaign will not be just about education or protest. We will have not only the money, but the organization, the name recognition, and everything else it takes to win on the ground.
Well, your father ran once for the House and lost, won the second time. So certainly we wanted Ron Paul to win, and certainly we want you to win. But I'm just saying it's win-win either way. Just the battle itself is victory.
Well, particularly in my father's case, it was, because not winning the presidency, he did win the attention, particularly for being right about the housing bubble and predicting that it would come. So now he is the go-to guy. They go to him and they ask him about the Federal Reserve. The overwhelming support, I've never seen anything like it, the co-sponsorships for the audit the Fed bill. My dad says that it would almost assuredly pass both the House and the Senate if and when they give it a vote, but that's still a pretty big if.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about when we get back. I want your take on what I was discussing, but from your own perspective, how far we've come. I think we need to recognize the victories we've had and realize we're in this fight against the globalist, and where things are going right now in the Senate with them blocking the vote right now to audit the Fed. But as your father said earlier this week or late last week, there's no way they can win. The longer they try to cover up and block this vote, the more people wake up to the fact that they're the problem, not the solution. Dr. Rand Paul is our guest. We'll give you his website. It's up on screen, randpaul2010.com. randpaul2010.com. We'll talk to him coming up, and your phone calls for Dr. Rand Paul at 1-800-259-9231. This is the GCN Radio Network. PrisonPlanet.tv is my site.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul, running for U.S. Senate out of Kentucky. I think destiny is he's going to run. I'll be very surprised if he doesn't. But he said the next 2 weeks you'll hear the main announcement. Dr. Rand Paul, let's go over the most important issues right now. I was asking during the break what you think is most important, and you made the point that they did it, that the private Federal Reserve made this debt. They created this system, and you went back to Andrew Jackson. Go over that.
Well, the interesting thing is that I think the two are always linked, and particularly when people try to sort of make us outside the mainstream about talking about the Fed, as I say, the Fed is the debt. The way we pay for the debt is by monetizing it, printing new money, and they go hand in hand. Because we have a large debt, we give up a lot of control and power to the Federal Reserve that we wouldn't have to do if we didn't run a large debt. So they're two sides of the same coin. In fact, when Andrew Jackson ran hard against the second bank, you know, he said it's the national debt is not a national blessing but a national curse, in as much as it is calculated to gather around the administration a moneyed aristocracy keen and dangerous to the republic. And I think that's really important, that it is the debt, but it's also the Federal Reserve, and they're two sides of the same coin.
Well, really, the fight against the private offshore central banks has been the perpetual fight since before this country was even born, from the moment it was conceived, right through the 7 years of revolutionary conflict against the British Crown until today. And I guess they won the beachhead in 1913, and have been strangling us and using us as their engine for world domination ever since. And I believe they've overreached now in their greediness to sacrifice the United States and run up our national credit card to fund their global operations, in their own words, and that they've overreached. I mean, inexorably, we feel the momentum shift against them, as now the general public knows the Federal Reserve's private. They know it's above the law. They know it's criminal. And now it's not just your father getting in the face of Bernanke or Greenspan. Now it's the majority of the congressmen and senators. Now it's the pundits. These guys are more and more on the run, and we feel the momentum, the pendulum, shifting directions. Do you see that? Do you feel that, Dr. Paul?
Yeah, I think one of the most amazing things, and one thing we can take great solace in after this election, is that the last time Bernanke was on with my father in the committee, you can truly see fear in his eyes. They are afraid that there will be oversight of the Federal Reserve, the first major oversight or change in the legislation since it originated in 1913, and they fear it. You know, they've hired a million-dollar lobbyist. The lobbyist that used to be the lobbyist for Enron is now going to be the lobbyist for the Fed, and they are fearful that they are losing the momentum and there could actually be a real audit.
They're going to pull out every stop, though. They're openly threatened Congress, as you know, with physical martial law last October. We had the congressman here on air. People couldn't believe it. And now they're writing articles going, yes, no, there will be martial law if you don't do whatever we say. And if you ever audit the Fed, there's going to be a depression. So, I mean, this is literally a gun to our head saying, if you ask too many questions, bang, your economy's dead. Is that not financial terrorism, Dr. Paul?
Well, they're also threatening. They say, oh, if you audit the Fed, that will raise interest rates. Well, looking at the numbers and transparency does nothing to the interest rates or even really to their policy. Well, we want them not to have this expansionist policy of easy credit and easy money and low interest rates. Just looking at their books does nothing to change their policy. So an audit's a good first step, but they're already complaining, saying an audit will control their monetary policy. And I wish it were so, but the audit's only the first step forward. But you can see how they truly fear transparency. And, you know, the fact that they bought up $2 trillion worth of assets, the biggest thing we need to get out now, though, is that the debt used to be backed by Treasury bills, and the Federal Reserve bought Treasury bills, but now the Federal Reserve buys used car loans. The Federal Reserve buys bad home loans. So there's all kinds of things being monetized now. I think I saw a statistic that 40% of the debt being bought now by the Federal Reserve is not Treasury bills or Treasury bonds. It is used car loans and bad home mortgages and derivatives and all this other craziness.
Well, that's what's scary, is that they've made a big show of paying back a few hundred billion of the trillions that have disappeared into, in many cases, completely foreign banks, not just offshore, multinational. But what they're not explaining is they're taking that money and fractional reserving it, loaning at least 10 times out and leveraging it into derivatives again. So it's just pumping up the bubble even bigger at the cost of the real economy.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And if you look at the monetary base, this is the banking reserves plus the currency. The banking reserves last year doubled. And that's what you're talking about. That then goes into the banks and can be multiplied another tenfold. So we doubled the banking reserves, and then when it gets into the system and spreads to the economy, it can be multiplied another tenfold. I think there's no question that ultimately we will be seeing, you know, rampant inflation. And that's what I tell people in this election. I tell the Republicans, I say, look, you want someone like me who can directly draw the debt and say how debt hurts the working class and debt hurts those on fixed income, because that's the Democrats usually say, oh, we'll give a handout to those people, and that way we can buy their votes. But I think we have a message, too, that appeals to people. We say, look, the debt causes inflation. High prices hurt those who are least able to afford the rising prices, and we're going to help you. We're going to help you not by giving you a handout. We're going to help you by limiting the debt and correcting inflation.
Well, Dr. Paul, look at the system these bankers create worldwide, a system of dependency, a system of bankrupting societies, creating debt bubbles so big that when they implode, it's a black hole. There's no way to physically pay it back. Creating fiat currency and liquidity at many multiples above all the real resources. and actual assets in the world. And then they destroy the economy so bad, their argument is, well, you've got to give 90% of your taxes to us in interest on the debt, but we'll give you the 10% in government jobs and government contracts to corporations into welfare. So they give us the crumbs off the table. That's what we've got to explain to the poor people is this is a scam. Of the $23.7 trillion Bloomberg and AP report they've stolen in 10 months, $23-plus trillion, you're talking about a few hundred billion of chicken feed that's been actually given to domestic population. So this isn't even really socialism when Newsweek has that headline saying we're all socialists now. Isn't this more akin to fascism?
Well, exactly right. And then you look at, and one of the most galling and glaring episodes, you know, we gave AIG $180 billion, and then we also gave most of their, multimillionaire executives, we gave them retention bonuses for doing such a great job with their company. I think that kind of thing really galls the public. And the interesting thing in a Republican primary is that I haven't seen good statistics on this, but I can tell you from being out on the stump for 3 or 4 months, 80 to 90% or more Republican primary voters are against the bank bailout. I'll bet you 60 to 70% of Democrats are against it. So as I go around Kentucky, I say, look, I would have voted against this bailout. I've been talking about it for almost a year now, and you get to choose. You get to choose a Republican to be your nominee, and do you want somebody who voted for the bailout? Over half the Republican leadership did, and you've got to decide which direction your party takes. And I think the message is resonating. I worried at first that Republicans would be upset to hear some chastisement of their people, but I think most of them, you know, two-thirds of them were voting against McCain as their nominee, so quite a few Republicans are more conservative than what they're getting out of Washington.
Well, look at Rick Perry and other governors who are clearly globalist. They've been jumping on the bandwagon talking about secession and fight the New World Order. It's like they're Alex Jones or something. And that's great for me because it makes me mainstream, and suddenly all these big stations are turning us on in major cities because everything I've talked about has now come true. But really, they're only paying lip service. We need real McCoys like Ron Paul and Rand Paul and others who actually have a record and who have spent their whole lives voting and speaking and fighting for true freedom. And so now is the time for people to support folks like yourself. What can people do now? I mean, obviously, once you announce in 2 weeks, the real momentum will kick in. What can they do today to make sure you make that right decision to run for Senate out of Kentucky?
Well, I told you earlier, Alex, the last time I was on your show, your listeners shut down my website because they overdid it. We had to buy a bigger server. So we want your listeners to go and test out my website to see if they can overtax it. That's randpaul2010.com. The other thing they can do is we're taking pledges for a money bomb, and that website is runrandrun.com. And we're hoping to get 10,000 people that would give $100 on one day. If we raise $1 million in one day, which I think it's possible, if we did that, it completely transforms my race. It completely makes us really the lead dog in the race and makes us the one to beat. It puts us on the map for the rest of the election. We don't have to struggle month in and month out to see if they'll still include us because of our fundraising. We get all that front end loaded on August 20th.
Absolutely.
Amazing what we could do.
And then that makes the media say, oh, Rand Paul would be great and his dad's, you know, really popular, but he can't raise that type of money. That makes you a major contender and makes Kentucky media pay attention to you. And then it's a multiplier. You get $1 million, you get 20 million in free coverage in Kentucky.
Exactly. And we're already getting good coverage here. I've had nothing but good coverage so far. We've probably had 10 AP stories. I've been on television. I've been on national television twice. We're getting good coverage here. Every time we do something, we have a conference call for the media. And we're routinely getting between 10 and 15 people on our conference calls for statewide media. So there's a lot going on, but you're right. The key thing that puts me over the top is if that money bomb is successful August 20th.
Well, we'll be sure and have Lyman on, Trevor Lyman and yourself, to try to, or some folks from your campaign, try to get that. Maybe have your daddy on that day to plug the money bomb. But
that'd
I don't know
great.
About all the stupid election rules, but I'm... he should be able to do that. All right, we're going to come back, get into what your agenda would be in the U.S. Senate on the carbon tax gun control, and a lot more. Stay with us. Dr. Rand Paul's our guest.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safe.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
Well, we crashed their server. Our millions of great listeners. Folks, we got to get Dr. Rand Paul a CDN. Content Distribution Network. That's the only thing that keeps up Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So we've been through this. And we've got the sites that crash everybody. And the only way they're going to keep their sites up during the money bomb and all the rest of this is with a CDN. So whoever the IT guys are, tell them. CDNs. We can tell you, we've been through a lot of CDNs. We got two companies that we know are good, got a backup CDN. But, yeah, you got to be able to take a million people visiting your site at one time to really be effective. But going back to Dr. Rand Paul, that's exciting, though, that the audience has crashed your server, though.
That is. That's a good. That's better than a Nielsen poll, I think.
Listen, there's so much I could throw up, but I want to get into investigating the Fed. You know, your father's called for criminal investigations by state grand juries, saying that's constitutional. What about investigating Al Gore, who openly owns the controlling stock in two of the carbon trading companies, and the bill they passed in the House says that the federal agencies can just levy any tax they want, including toilet paper taxes? What would you do about that?
My prediction is that if cap and trade gets through, we will have an army of armed EPA agents, thousands of them. And apparently,
they've already said that.
That's what I mean. The EPA already has armed guards. They have armed troopers and investigators.
No, they call them climate cops. No, I mean, your prediction's already true.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's what I mean. We have them, but I predict that there will be thousands of new.
Thousands of new, yes.
Yes, because you know what's going to happen is every time you sell your house or rent your apartment, you're going to have to prove to somebody that you've got energy efficiency.
No, that's in the bill. They say home inspections.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I mean, I start ranting on this issue.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We debated it recently. I spoke before the coal-producing counties, and that's about 30 counties in Kentucky. And I debated the main Democrat opponent, Jack Conway. And Jack Conway got up there, like so many career politicians, he got up there and said, well, I'm not really sure if I'm against cap and trade or if I'm for it, but I want to be part of the negotiated legislation, so I'm not going to take a real position on it until after I'm elected. And what's amazing about this is he doesn't even sense, being a career politician, he's afraid to make a stand, but he doesn't even sense how much there's opposition, even among mainstream people within Kentucky, because of what it's going to do to energy.
Well, they admit they're going to put in the bill a 50% tax on all coal. And what, 54% of all our energy, our power, from factories to light bulbs in our houses to the hot water heaters is from coal? I mean, does anybody have an idea what that? I got family in East Texas. The only jobs left are prisons and coal mines and the power plants that burn it.
Right. And I think, once again, it's like inflation. We have mostly hurt and will hurt disproportionately when your electric bill goes up at the end of the month. If you make $200,000 a year, you don't feel it. But if you make $25,000 a year and your electric bill goes up, you get hurt. And that's what's going to happen to cap and trade. Like any other price increase, it disproportionately hurts the working class and the poor and those on fixed income, the retired folks. All the same constituencies that the Democrats are always going out and winning those votes. So that's why I always tell people our message is good. We need to know how to present our message to gain more votes.
Well, I mean, Dr. Paul, when you've studied politics for a long time, your dad's been a congressman for decades, you're a medical doctor, you're a smart guy. Looking at Obama's record, in your book, does he take the cake for lying? I mean, everything he says he's gone back on, and then he said he wouldn't raise taxes unless you made $250,000 a year as a couple, these carbon taxes are going to raise taxes on everything, and like you just said, hurt the poorest people.
Well, the amazing thing is he can do it with a straight face. As long as his teleprompter's working, he can do it with a straight face and a smile, and he can tell us how he's not going to do something at the same time his other hand is actually doing it. So I guess it's just the amazing gall of politicians who tell us this and tell us they're not going to do something, and meanwhile, they're doing exactly that. I think it's an amazing feat how far we are going to lurch to the left and how big government's going to grow in the first 6 months to a year. But I think there'll be a backlash. And the only good thing I think we have going for us is there will be a backlash in 2010. And in my own particular race, I think Kentucky will be ripe to run against Obama because he did very poorly in the Democrat primary here against Hillary Clinton. She clobbered him by 30 points. And then even McCain, who didn't do that well and ran a lackluster campaign, he also killed Obama in Kentucky. So Kentucky is sort of a split state, but also a state that really doesn't like far-left-wing politics.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look, you're right. There's going to be an explosive backlash. It's going to catapult you into the U.S. Senate and they're in election fraud.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Folks, we had loaded phone lines. They were callers from all over the map earlier before Dr. Paul got on. We're going to take 4 or 5 calls for him before he leaves by the 50 after. So if you want to talk specifically to him about Dr. Ron Paul, about himself, about his family, about the campaign for liberty, any questions dealing with fighting the globalist, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Specifically, Dr. Paul, the New World Order, the globalist. You know, your dad's talked about it for decades, got laughed at. Now it's Times of London, cover of Newsweek, New World Order, world government, Bank of the World will pay our taxes to. If you're elected to the Senate, they are obviously going to approach you. They're going to, certainly you have no skeletons and they'll try to invent them. Are you going to aggressively go after the globalists? Because I believe the best defense is a good offense, not just fighting their programs, but going after them for their crimes. Do you agree with your father that we need criminal investigations of the Federal Reserve?
Yes, I think we go after the specifics, and in some ways, the media might light up more. They have recently lit up thinking that Goldman Sachs and Paulson may have been doing something to enrich themselves. So I think if we can paint it and expose it as people personally becoming wealthy off of the system, and not let them get away with the fact that they say, oh, the Fed's independent and has our best interest at heart. If we can show specifically where individuals are benefiting by government policy that then hurts the rest of us, absolutely, I think we should do that.
Well, I saw a video that if we have time, we'll play it later. It's been up on Infowars.com for a couple of days, of Paulson being questioned by House members and admitting he personally got $200 million off of money he transferred and saying that's not a conflict of interest because a White House ethics office signed off on it. I mean, this is really getting sick.
Well, you know, you remember Paulson's first bill for the TARP Act. It was like three paragraphs just saying, appoint me king and let me do whatever I want with the money system. And, you know, they shot that down, but then they made it 1,100 pages of obscure legalese, and we got probably just as bad or worse. Now the TARP Act is used for the car bailout. I even saw the other day that the minority broadcasters are going to try to get money from the TARP Act.
Oh, it's just amazing. They're raising, I saw in New York State, 84 taxes they've passed. All these other states are passing new taxes. Here in conservative Texas, every month I have new taxing authorities knocking on my door telling me that they're going to come in and assess me. How much can the public put up with? I saw a report that in Texas, and I've seen in other states, 10% or more of the public have warrants out for unpaid tickets. I mean, are they just going to squeeze us to, like the sheriff of Nottingham?
Well, I saw the other day they're going after a woman in Pennsylvania for not paying her cigarette tax. She's been ordering her cigarettes online for a couple of years, and they put a lien against her house. Not so funny, but, you know, they're aggressive, and they will do it. I think there has to be a breaking point. Taxes eventually get so high that I think there will be a breaking point. I think, for example, on cigarettes, we've probably gotten high enough that people, there is going to be, there probably already is, but there will be even a bigger black market probably for cigarettes. People will eventually avoid the government taxes completely because the prices will become so high.
It's just incredible. If the Senate passes, more of a reason to have you in the U.S. Senate, passes the cap and trade, I was reading an actual bill that they kept 300 pages secret until after it passed, as you know, Dr. Rand Paul, running for Senate in Kentucky, joining us, or about to announce running for Senate, hopefully. If they were able to get that through, it just gives this executive power, kind of like Paulson saying, make me God. They have gun bills that just say the attorney general can ban any guns he wants, or he can put you on a no-fly, no-gun buy list. It seems the federal government is moving to this imperial model.
Well, and it's always lost in thousands of pages of legalese. For example, in the Health Care Act, they've named the Health Care Act something like the Free Choice Health Reform Act of 2009. But you know what? The more friendly it sounds in the title, the more ominous it is if you read the nitty-gritty. In that Health Care Act, there's actually part of it says that when you leave your company or change insurance policies, you'll only be able to buy insurance that's approved by the government. And they already have the restrictions in there on what you can sell. And I think things like health savings accounts, which are part of the solution to our problems, will probably not be sold after this health care reform passed.
Incredible. I want to take a few final calls. People should certainly visit the website that we have up on screen at prisonplanet.tv. They should get ready for the money bomb that is coming up as well. RandPaul2010.com. RandPaul2010.com. We've got links up on Infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. But you made a joke during the break that you wouldn't let the Bilderberg Group, if you get elected to the Senate, drag you off to a secret meeting. But if you were there joking, that you would certainly wave at me while I was bullhorning from the outside. If you get elected to the Senate, what are you going to do when these people approach you? Are you going to blow the whistle on them?
Well, see, I have to correct you a little bit on Alex. What I said is I wouldn't join the Bilderbergers, you know, for philosophic reasons, but the other reason I wouldn't join is because I'd be afraid Alex Jones would be outside the meeting with a bullhorn calling me out. So absolutely I wouldn't, but I've seen your videos calling a few of them out and interviewing a few of them, and for some reason they get quite testy with you if you ask them questions about it.
They certainly did. No, you refreshed my memory. We were coming into break. The music was already playing, and we were bantering and laughing back and forth, and I meant to say I hope that you would go to Bilderberg and then come out and expose them.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be possible or not, but yeah, I think we should expose people who are, you know, promoting this globalist agenda for personal gain and for financial gain at the expense of the rest of our country and at the expense of our republic.
Well, we're going to go to calls in a moment, but I want to just say this now here before you run for Senate, before you win, or certainly give them one hell of a run, that people need to support you from the start to the middle to the finish and then after, because it is quite a load to take running for office and to really try to win, to put your private life in the crosshairs. I know a lot of people that know your family well. I've known your dad for 13 years. Very upright, incredibly hard work ethic, good Christian people. Interviewed your uncle Wayne Paul last week and another amazing individual fighting for liberty and freedom. But people need to understand, they're going to manufacture stuff about you. They're going to lie about you. They're going to take things out of context out about you. And people don't need to ninny. They need to just get behind you guys and move forward, because we'd be in a lot worse position today if Ron Paul hadn't have run and educated millions of people about the true nature of the political and economic system. And I just want to get your take on this here now. Look at how it did backfire, though, when, for the movie Bruno, Sacha Baron Cohen, and I didn't cover this when it first came out until your dad had commented on it, that, you know, they've got an interview going, they say the light breaks, they say, please step in here, and he pulls his pants down and you know, basically tries to block the door. And then the media tried to spin it like Ron Paul, you know, caught in a bad position. And then it came out that they called him in a room, cornered him, and really almost tried to sexually assault him. That was done on purpose. Sacha Baron Cohen is a globalist, and it's not just funny, though it's the number one movie right now. I just want to bring that up and warn people that they mean business and are going to try dirty tricks, but that did end up blowing up in their face. But can you comment on that and then comment overall on gutting up to do this, but also that people need to be ready for all sorts of chicanery?
Well, the thing about that movie that really sort of makes me mad is that my dad gives so much of his time. He is an upright man. He's been married for 50 years. He doesn't need and he doesn't deserve that kind of behavior by somebody. That really is almost like an assault. I mean, it really, I think, is so beneath what we should have to deal with in public discourse. The other thing is while I'm not much for lawsuits, there was a woman that he shocked and did something shocking to, the actor did, at like a PTA meeting or at a church social, and she fell and hit her head and had a bleed and a stroke, and she is suing him. And I say, Godspeed, I hope she gets a bunch of money out of that guy, because it really is unfair to misrepresent yourself. And
well, go ahead.
Go ahead. I just think it's unfair to misrepresent people and to come in and do that. And it's this whole shocking thing, but it's kind of what's made our country go downhill, I think, culturally and as a people, that we have such trash on TV, such trash in the movies. And, you know, the more we get of it, it inures us. And it makes us think that, you know, that stuff is okay because it's all over TV and the movies. And so, the moral standard gets lower and lower.
Well, it's also very dangerous. We're showing some of the video here where they're doing the interview and the light breaks and they ask him to step into a room. And then that's what my wife called it. My wife, as a woman, got very upset saying if that had been a woman, he'd have probably gone to jail. I mean, getting somebody in a room and then sexually advancing on them and your father basically shoves him out of the way and screams at him and runs out of the room.
Yeah, sort of a double standard. I think really there should be some kind of, assault charge pressed. But the problem is with politicians is none of these things hold up in court, and we don't really have much for defamation in our country either. They end up, if any of the Hollywood actors are ever defamed or accused of something they didn't do, they go and sue them in England, because in England apparently you can win defamation. So here I guess there's just not much recourse. But you were talking about winning, and one of the amazing things is, because you hear people back and forth on my dad's campaign, you know, he didn't win. You know, in many ways he did win, because I look at it, every time I see him on the television now, I say, we've got somebody that represents our point of view who is getting some attention. We aren't yet winning the battles, but we're at least included in the debate. Before he ran in 2007, 2008, our side, other than you, Alex, and some of the people on talk radio, we really weren't getting a fair shake or getting any kind of representation as far as part of the debate, and now we are.
Well, I've never really talked about the Sacha Baron Cohen situation here much. The reason I brought it up to you, Dr. Paul, is because I think you need to be ready for these type of setups, and I think Well, I mean, we know the Federal Reserve means business, and we know the Federal Reserve was clearly implicated in kidnapping a congressman's baby. We know that they've done hit pieces on folks. This is the global ruling elite. I just wanted to commend you for your courage, your father's courage, and I also wanted listeners to know that once we commit to supporting you, we're committed. This is a war, and that's it. And I'm asking my listeners to fully commit to you and your father and the work they've been doing.
Well, I appreciate that, and we can't do it without you. And I was involved in the grassroots part of the campaign across the United States for my father. I met a lot of the grassroots supporters. And if there's anything we can do, we're really going to try to include the grassroots in this. We've already had students. I'm going to meet some students on Saturday night who traveled here, some of them from Idaho, California, and Indiana and various states that are already campaigning for me here in the state. So we're going to do what we can, and anything that your listeners or the grassroots do for us, we will be very much appreciative.
Absolutely. Well, we just appreciate you and all the great work you've done, Dr. Rand Paul. And again, the website for folks that want to visit it is RandRun.com is the Money Bomb site. And then his official site is RandPaul2010.com, and it is up right now, so that's good. Servers are testing out nicely there. We'll take a few calls, and then we're going to end this official interview with Dr. Paul here in just about 5 minutes. Matt in Ohio, then Mike in Sweden, Michael in Mass. That'll be the three calls we have time for. Matt, you're on the air with Dr. Rand Paul.
Hello. I appreciate you taking my call. And I wanted to say thank you, Dr. Paul, for hopefully choosing to run for the Senate. I think you definitely stand up for every person in the country who honors individualism and honors the Constitution when you do that, because there certainly aren't many alternatives who are running for office who do represent those values. My question was regarding the Federal Reserve. What do you think the odds are that the Federal Reserve may bankrupt itself by the activities in buying up all these, toxic assets, these CDSs and car companies and whatnot, similar to the way it bankrupted itself in the 30s, or at least allegedly did. I don't know that that was ever made public. And the fact that, the response back then was, to make owning gold illegal, to collect gold in order to shore up the Federal Reserve's balance
sheet. Yeah, what's your question, sir?
What are the odds that would happen again, and what do you think would be the response, by the nation this time?
Yeah, what's going to happen if they try to ban the gold, give us paper back, and then double the price a year later? Are Americans going to put up with that? I mean, most people didn't turn it in back then.
Right. I don't think the Federal Reserve really will go bankrupt because they basically control the money. So what happens is we get bankruptcy in another form. They liquidate the debt by printing up so much money that they pay back the debt with cheap money.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's what's going to happen. Is the real danger is not a bankruptcy of the Federal Reserve. The danger is, I think, runaway inflation where the money becomes worthless. I fear more a time like the Weimar Republic in 1923 where the Germans carried their money around in wheelbarrows. The workers were paid twice a day because by between noon and 5 o'clock, the money lost half its value. That's the kind of situation I fear, and the unrest and the civil disorder that comes with destroying the money. Whether or not people will give up their gold, I think people will give up their gold about as likely as they will be to give up their guns anymore. And I think that's the one good thing we have going on in America is there's a lot of still independent spirit in the countryside. We don't necessarily see it from our politicians, but there's a lot of independent spirit out there that's not going to give up easily.
Well, speaking of lying, they've introduced scores of bills, the most draconian anti-Second Amendment ever, and then they get up on the news and say it's all a conspiracy theory, stop buying guns at record levels, stop buying ammo. I mean, how dumb do the Democratic Party think we are? I mean, this is insane. And Sotomayor wrote a book saying we have no right, and they're about to confirm her. I mean, don't the Democrats and the establishment understand that this will start a shooting war?
Yep, all you have to do is show up at the machine gun shootout in
Knob Creek.
I was there earlier this year. 3,000 people came that day, and those are 3,000 people that aren't giving up their guns and ammo too easily.
Absolutely. Let's take one more call here. Maybe keep you over. You'd agreed to do the hour, but I don't want to keep you too long. Mike in Sweden, you're on the air with Dr. Rand Paul. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I appreciate your work, Mr. Paul. I was just wondering, Alex, if you know, you and Dr. Paul know anything about the Baha'i Faith and their plan for a new world order.
I know that's like a sponsored UN religion, and I've run into Baha'i folks that are listeners, and I run into some that are pro-globalists, but I don't know that much about it. Kind of a strange question for our guest.
I'm unfamiliar with it.
Yeah, we're unfamiliar. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah, it says on Wikipedia that the system that they envision for the future involves a world parliament, a world police force, a binding world tribunal, and a universal bill of human rights, and so forth. I think.
Well, I know a lot of religions are pushing that. In fact, Rand Paul had agreed to stay to the end of the hour. I was just going to let him go early. Stay there, Doc. I want to get your comment on this on the other end. Plug the Money Bomb address one more time and take one more call from Michael and Mass, because I want to get your take on Dr. Holdren, the White House science czar. I'm sure you've seen this. It's been all over the news. Writing an 1,100-page textbook about wanting to drug our water and forced abortions and CPS taking all our kids at birth. I wanted to hear what your take is on eugenics on the other side and these globalists with Dr. Rand Paul. The website's randpaul2010.com. Ours is InfoWars.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hey folks, there are the new ball hats that are up on the InfoWars.com online video bookstore now, with over 25 t-shirts spreading the liberty message and a whole bunch of different ball caps. That's just the three newest. Don't tread on me and come and take it. All right, final minutes. I want to talk to Michael and Mass with Dr. Rand Paul, website RandPaul2010.com or RunRandRun.com for the Money Bomb coming up on the 20th of next month. We'll have him back on, maybe even his dad on. Ron Paul's on next week. My producer got the hours wrong, so he's on with us. Dr. Ron Paul, the father of Rand Paul's on next week for us for 30 minutes to talk about a host of issues. Rand, I was asking you about John P. Holdren, the science czar. You said you'd heard about it in the news, but not the details. But generally, these social planners admit they want socialized health care. They want carbon tax, he says, to carry out eugenics and even the forced drugging of the water to sterilize us. That sounds like Nazi Germany to me. What would you do in the Senate about this?
Well, if I were there, we'd get to expose it before he's gotten a hearing or during the hearings. These hearings, that's what exactly what they're for. And wouldn't it be great to have a voice in the Senate that could expose this before he gets approved?
Dr. Paul, do you think the New World Order is going to succeed? I mean, we're really seeing an awakening happen right now that we couldn't have imagined years ago. But is it going to be enough?
Well, I think when you go back, you know, one way to look at it is probably 30 years ago, nobody thought there'd be one currency in Europe. Right now, most people don't think there could be one currency in our country, and yet the talk of the Amero is out there, and they poo-poo it, and they try to describe us as crazy or off the wall, but they are talking about it. And I think their way of getting to most things is gradualism, although I think Obama's doing a sudden move forward on a lot of things. Yeah, I think there's a huge danger of it, and I think the problem is that we have so many politicians on both sides that are these career politicians, and the ones that evolve to the top of the Republican and the Democrat Party end up being the people who don't believe in anything, who really don't have any ideology, and they get pushed around by the New World Order types.
The sellouts, the social climbers.
Exactly.
What, in 60 seconds, what can everybody do to make sure you run for Senate and you win for Senate?
If you can go to our website, and if you can also pledge for the Money Bomb, we will turn this race completely upside down. If we raise $1 million on August 20th, there's no stopping us. We will have a odds-on, even chance of winning our race if we raise $1 million in one day. It'll be a national story. Mm-hmm. It'll be a statewide story. It will be all over the press if we raise $1 million in one day.
And the media loves to criticize you guys trying to raise money. How dare them? The globalists take our money, use it against us. You're asking for it if you want somebody in Washington to stop the thieving, stop the gang raping. Quickly, Michael and Mash, you got time for a 30-second question. Go ahead, Michael.
Dr. Paul, I got a good question, but I want to tell you right off the bat, I got $150 of your name on it, buddy.
All right,
all
thanks.
Right. All right, I wanted to talk about perception. I asked your father about this before on the Jones Show. It seems to me that the main problem that the American people have with the New World Order and globalism in general is they don't have an accurate perception of what is going on here. Have you ever read things like The Effect of Science on Society, you know, those type of weird psychology books that were written by, like, Skinner?
And yeah, written by the scientific dictators. I have read that. That's why I understand their attack profile. Dr. Paul, are you aware of the psychological warfare systems they're using?
Yes, I am. I have not read that book, The Effect of Science.
Caller?
Yeah, I was just hoping you could, perhaps before you make this run, educate yourself specifically on that, because it's these techniques that are going to be used against you, and if you understand it, it will be, you know, it just won't work.
Well, he's a smart guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he's got guts and the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and that's enough. We're behind him. Dr. Rand Paul, we'll have you back on right before the Money Bomb. We'll have your dad talk about it as well. God bless you. Godspeed. And we really appreciate your time with us today.
Thanks, Alex.
Great guy, folks. Get behind him.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.